It's more than just another radio show. It's a beacon of truth. Fasten your seatbelt and find out why they call Deacon Harold Burke Sivers the Dynamic Deacon. Join Deacon Harold for a fast-paced hour that sheds encouraging light on today's culture. Welcome to Beacon of Truth with your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. It's so great to be with you. And always during this time of year, you know, I actually don't like this time of year, to be honest with you. I like the longer days. You know, I like, you know, the more sunlight and things like that. But this time of year is a reminder to us of what the ultimate purpose and meaning of our lives is, right? To be with God forever in heaven. And so everything during this time of year is kind of pointing and directing toward that, right? So the days are getting shorter. So there's more darkness than there is light. And every day we lose a little bit more light. During this time of year as well, you know, the readings as we get toward the end of the church year, right? So the Feast of Christ the King, the readings at Mass become, particularly the Gospels, become a little more apocalyptic, right? They become a little more eschatological, right? So looking toward the end of our life. This is also the time in November we remember the holy souls in purgatory. Remember those who have gone before us, as it says in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, marked with the sign of faith. I remember when I was in the monastery, there was we would have done this, I think it was All Souls, where we traveled to the cemetery where all of the monks that came before us are buried. And we do a little prayer service there. Well, it's just a reminder that everything in this life is preparing us for life without end, with God forever in heaven. So, you know, that's something to be very mindful of, that our actions, our decisions are all lived, well, should be lived out of a heart that's turned toward the beatific vision, our ultimate end, life with God forever. This intimate, personal, loving, and life-giving intimacy with the Lord. And so this is important, and we know, of course, it's 2 weeks from now. It's amazing how fast not only this month has gone, we're already halfway through the month of November, but how fast this year has gone. I can't believe we're just about, you know, 6 weeks or so from the new year already, right? And you know, I think about that, and I think about God. It's been, you know, 12 plus years since I left my secular career to start speaking and writing full-time on the Catholic faith. And you know, and I think about how much that God has done through me and how much more is to come, you know. But knowing that, you know, Saint Benedict says in his rule, keep death daily before your eyes. That doesn't mean to obsess about death, but you say, remember that when you wake up in the morning, that could be your last day, right? So I think about this particularly during this time of year where we're preparing for Thanksgiving, right? And so you're already thinking about the menu. You're thinking about, you know, the size of the turkey, how many place settings at the table. You're thinking about desserts and football and all the things that go with the season. But it's also, for many people, a time of sadness. Right, this could be the first Thanksgiving without your spouse, your first Thanksgiving, or yet another Thanksgiving without your kids, who are away from the church, or if the kids do come, you know, you're afraid to talk about things of the faith because you're afraid you may push them away because they've heard your mantra over and over again about how important it is to have the grandkids baptized and how important it is to receive Jesus in the Eucharist. But that means nothing to them. There's a serious disconnect between their faith and their everyday lived experience. This could be a difficult time for people as well. But in the midst of all of this darkness, there is a light that's out there. We know that light is Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And particularly for us men, very excited to have EWTN's own Father Wade Menezes on Beacon of Truth today. Of course, one of the Fathers of Mercy, to talk about his new book that's going to be released just in a couple of days, Stand Firm, Be Strong, A Men's Catholic Daily Devotional of Scripture and the Saints. Right? And, you know, obviously, those of you who know me, you know I do a lot of work with ministry to men, you know, with my book, Behold the Man, and with the Heroic Men's Initiative, which I'm on the board of. And so this book is very timely. You know, and the way I see it, we have strong men, strong families. Strong families, strong church. Strong church, then we take back the culture. Right, we influence the culture with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and don't allow this culture to impose itself on us. You know, we don't want to be like the Israelites before King Nebuchadnezzar, right? You know, bow down before this idol, and they all bow down except for Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, and Daniel. You know, they refused, and even when they faced death, they trusted in the Lord. You know, so I'm excited to talk about this book because this book of devotionals will really help men stand strong against the forces of this culture. So I'm looking forward to diving into this book with Father Wade. And I love doing this show every day because we have a great group of folks working behind the scenes to bring you a quality product each and every day. That includes Matt Gabinski, who screens the calls, and Charles Berry doing social media, and our very own producer, Ace McKay. Ace, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm good. I know that you're talking about how quickly the holidays are here. Thanksgiving is my jam. Like, everybody comes over. We have like a big orphan Thanksgiving, so it's a little mix of family, little mix of people from church or the neighborhood. And it's either the place people come because they don't have local family, or it's the place you come after you've, you know, spent all your time with your family and you just want to have like some chill time. So we'll put on some records, you know, maybe, you know, pop a bottle of wine and just kind of relax, play some board games or whatever. So I always do the cooking. I don't let people bring food. I just say, come and I will, you know, it's my way to love on him. Because really, it's the greatest holiday from the standpoint of just spending time together. You don't have to bring presents. If I tell you don't bring food, doesn't mean my mom still doesn't show up with, what can I do, baby? You know, which is great. I still love that. But I'm like, no, mom, just, you know, hang out with the grandkids. You're good. But I love, love, love Thanksgiving.
Oh, outstanding. You know, my wife does the cooking. It's going to be interesting this year because the kids aren't home. Well, Sophia and Benjamin, so the twins are home, so they'll help her prepare. But my job is to clean.
Mm.
So after everything's done, I get the dishwasher loaded and scrub the pots and all that stuff. So that's my job.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm actually not bad in the kitchen, but there's just with Thanksgiving, there's baking going on, there's cooking going on, there's a turkey, and I mean, it's all kinds of stuff. And it's, you know, it just becomes a big cluster in there. And so I just stay out of the way, and then
sure,
I dive in at the end. And to this day, nobody helps me.
I do. See, that's why myself. I like cooking, because then I don't have to worry about the cleaning.
Yeah, and I actually don't mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually don't mind. And I also pack everything up, put away leftovers in the fridge. Or if my brother-in-law comes over, you know, we always prepare like a takeaway thing for him, you mm-hmm. know, so he can, he's single, he's never been married. So we make sure that he gets a good amount to take back with him. So that's our usual thing. And with the usual trimmings and desserts and all that kind of stuff, it's just a wonderful time of year. And, you know, and I do have some travel, but actually I'm not doing much most of December.
Mm, that's awesome.
You know, I originally had a pilgrimage schedule, but we decided to move it to October of next year during the Holy Year in Rome.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a Eucharistic Miracles pilgrimage. So that what that did was that freed up a lot of my December. So, and obviously I'm still going to work, right? I'm going to be working ahead. I got a very busy schedule for 2025 for sure.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be working ahead, of course, focusing on the topics for this show, for Beacon of Truth as well. And so even though I'll be home, and I'm glad to be home, trust me.
Yeah.
I still got quite a bit of work to do. So, Looking forward to all of that. And do you have special music that you play during Thanksgiving at all, or?
I mean, typically I just kind of start with whatever I'm in the mood for because I'm cooking, so it's kind of just on in the background. And then as the day goes on, based on who's there, I'll put on the music that they like. So my mom, she's into the, you know, 50s and 60s and stuff. So I have a special playlist or vinyl that I'll pull out, you know, and play like the American Graffiti soundtrack or something. And, you know, and to get my mom in her 60s dancing around, and you know, like that's the mom I grew up with, right? And as she's gotten older, she does less of that, but when she comes to my house, she knows I won't let her not, because then I dance with my mom. So it's totally worth it.
Awesome. We'll be back with the Soulful Psalm segment and Father Wade Meneses on Beacon of Truth. Send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com. I forget with the hand claps.
Yeah.
Although they sound like fake hand claps.
I like all the special effects. You know, like sometimes it's like you know the beat's going to drop and you're like, oh my goodness, it's coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Again, it reminds me back in the day, you know, the 80s and 90s kind of feel.
Yeah.
Not like, oh, well, some similar to Kraftwerk, you know, Kraftwerk and Art of Noise.
Sure.
Would take different sounds and make them musical.
Yeah.
And I liked that. I thought it was very creative. You know, probably pretty boring in concert. You know?
Right.
But as far as the.
It's a very
music,
empty stage when you're just playing a sample.
Exactly, exactly. But awesome. Well, this is Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and would love to be part of the program. We have Father Wade Meneses on to talk about his brand new book about to drop, Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of Scripture and the Saints, which is available, of course, at the EWTN Religious Catalog. And if you want to be part of the program today, we'd love to have you. Send us an email, beacon@ewtn.com.
Don't forget, while you are celebrating the holidays, you want to catch up on some of your favorite EWTN shows. If you're on SoundCloud, if that is your podcast platform of choice, make sure you just search EWTN and shows like Beacon of Truth, Open Line, all of your favorites will come up, and that way you can play catch up with your friends, listen with your family, might even spark some good faith discussions, who knows. But again, just search on SoundCloud EWTN Radio.
Well, it's time for us to break open God's Word in the Sefer Telachim, or the Book of Sung Praises, better known as the Psalms, that we hear in every holy sacrifice of the Mass. Of course, we're using the Revised Grail Psalms, the new translation of the Psalms, which has been approved for liturgical use by the U.S. bishops and prepared by the Benedictine monks of Conception Abbey. And we're going to continue our look at Psalm 89. All right, so Psalm 89 is the last psalm in Book 3 of the Psalms. And so those psalms that end particular books, Books 1 through 5, have doxologies at the end. We're not going to get to that today. This is a very long psalm. And we're only going to take a look at a few verses because we want to bring on Father Wade here just in a couple of minutes. So this psalm. So there's two psalms written by the Ezraites. Now, so remember, David directed the chief Levites to appoint men to serve as superintendents of the musical guild of the Jewish temple. Two of these were Ezraites. So we saw Heman, which means faithful in Hebrew, along with the sons of Korah for Psalm 88. You remember that psalm? That's the one traditionally that says that Jesus prayed, but he was in the cistern on Holy Thursday night, right? And then today we're continuing our look at Psalm 89, which is the other Ezraite, Ethan, or in English, Ethan or Nathan. His name means in Hebrew firm, lasting, solid, permanent. And it tells us that he is the son of Kushaya. Right? And again, you can see a list of all of these different musicians in the musical guild, 1 Chronicles 15, 16 to 22. All right, we're going to start at verse 9. So we saw that the prescript in verse 1, the entire first verse, a maskil. So a maskil means enlightened one or scholar. But again, we don't know what that word meant back at the time that these Psalms were being written. A maskil for Ethan the Ezrahite. All right, for Ethan the Ezrahite. So we start at verse 9. O Lord God of hosts, who is your equal? You are mighty, O Lord, and fidelity surrounds you, right? So acknowledging the power of God, the Lord God of hosts, or Yahweh Sabaoth, also could be translated the God of armies. You are mighty, and you are surrounded by fidelity, by faithfulness, right? By faithfulness. It is you who rule the raging of the sea. It is you who still the surging of its waves. It is you who crush Rahab underfoot like a corpse. You scatter your foes with your mighty arm. So again, Eitan is using nature, right? Natural analogies here, the raging and roaring of the sea. And just like in our lives, the turmoil and the tumult that sometimes we have in our lives. Again, we talked about heading toward Thanksgiving and some of the angst that people feel because of the loss of a loved one or kids away from the church. We have to put our trust in the Lord, right? Who crushes our sadness, who crucifies the separation from him on the cross. You know, and he's the one that fights for us and with us against the power of sin that separates us from God's life. You know, beautiful reminder here. And just a couple more verses. The heavens are yours. The earth is yours. See, that's something to remind us. I mean, we think the government officials run things or they're in charge. No, God is in charge, right? The heavens belong to him. The earth belongs to him. You have founded the world and its fullness, right? You founded the world and its fullness. It is you who created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon, those two great mountains, shout for joy at your name, right? So all creation, so I love this. So the Lord created the world. He created direction, north and south, and the two of the powerful mountains, Mount Tabor, of course, where the transfiguration took place, and Mount Hermon, right? They shout for joy. How do the mountains shout? How do they shout? By simply being what God created them to be. The same is true for us. So God stills those times of angst in our lives, those times of anxiety. He's the one that gives us direction. Yeah, God created the north and the south, but he also gives us direction in our lives as well. And we should also, like those mountains, shout for joy at the name of the Lord, because the Lord helps us to become the person who he created and calls us to be when we say yes to his holy will. All right, wonderful. So you can go back and listen to this Psalm reflection again on EWTN Podcast Central or on the EWTN app or on Spotify or iTunes. All right, but now it's time to bring in one of my favorite people that are members of the EW10 family. And no, again, no stranger. Everybody knows who he is, right? Father Wade Menezes is a member of the Fathers of Mercy, a missionary preaching religious congregation based in Auburn, Kentucky. He was ordained a priest during the great Jubilee year of 2000, and he received his undergraduate degree through the Oratory of St. Philip Neri in Toronto, and a dual Master of Arts and Master of Divinity degrees in theology from Holy Apostles Seminary in Cromwell, Connecticut, where he also earned an honorary doctorate in moral theology. His secular college degrees are also in journalism and communication, so very well educated. Father Wade has a great new book, Be Firm, Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of Scripture and the saints. We'd like to welcome to Beacon of Truth the one and only Father Wade Menezes. Father, welcome to Beacon of Truth.
Deacon Harold, great to see you again and great to be with you last month in October at the Diocese of Allentown Men's Conference there in Pennsylvania. It was a great group and a great day.
Yes, it was, and it was great to hear you speak. I mean, we haven't been together at a conference for a while now. I mean,
Right.
obviously, I've seen you because you're on before I am on when you do open line. So I hear you then at least, and then of course I see you whenever you fill in for the Friars at Mass at
Sure.
EW10. I always watch, and of course your series and your reflections are always very powerful and very inspirational. So I'm very excited to have you on today.
Well, thank you.
So,
And I appreciate very much you having me on to help promote the book. I'm very excited about it. I think it's needed for today's culture, and I'm really hoping that God blesses the project.
yeah, absolutely. So, Father, what was your inspiration for writing this book, Stand Firm, Be Strong? And what is it specifically about writing for men that
Yeah.
inspired you for this book?
Yeah, great question. So, what inspired me to write the book itself in this format of a daily devotional, per se, a daily devotional where we're meant to pick it up each day, and each day has a meditation specifically with a very specific theme. And it includes as well a scripture quote that's about that theme and also a saint quote about that theme. What inspired me to do the daily devotional format is that, Deacon Harold, I believe it's one genre of books in our Catholic library in the history of the church that lacks for men, that lacks for males. We have prayer manuals, we have the so-called spiritual manuals of prayer, we have different topical books for men, how to be better husbands, how to be better fathers, etc. And those things are all fantastic. They're just fantastic, like your own books, right? For men, fantastic. And we need them. But I wanted to do something that I could get the men to commit to daily for 3 to 5 minutes, where they can go back during that same day and reread the meditation 3, even 4 times throughout that day. And let things sink in. And hopefully, they will do that because the meditations are fairly short, along with the saint quote and the scripture quote of the day. And why, for men especially, other than the fact of what I just said, I think we lack in daily devotional formats of books for men in our Catholic library. I believe there's a crisis of men today. I mean, we could go from the increased divorce rate to the fatherless homes, to internet pornography becoming a billion, that's with a B, a billion-dollar industry, to the need for the greater pursuance of virtue and virtuous living, for men to pursue the good, the true, and the beautiful in concrete daily actions. And this, regardless of what their vocation and state in life is, and I state in the very first meditation on day one, I state that this book is written for singles, marrieds, widows or widowers. It's meant also for the diocesan bishop, his diocesan priests, even deacons, transitional or permanent deacons, married or not, and also for consecrated religious priests and brothers, like myself as a religious order priest with the Fathers of Mercy, as you made note of earlier. All eight of these major vocations and states in life is who I wrote this book for. And I was recently asked about the age bracket for the book, and I'm glad I was asked that. I personally believe that for the ninth grader in high school, around age 14, right, who's sincerely striving for a life of virtue, to grow in that virtue, to become that best version of himself as a young man, any male 14 and older, and these eight states in life that I've just mentioned, this is who the book is for.
Yeah, outstanding. And I couldn't agree with you more. And why this is important, if we just talked about, we spoke together last month at the men's conference. They're always, okay, looking at what now? We
Right.
did the conference, now what? How
Exactly.
do we follow up? So this is so important as a resource, especially men leading their families to heaven as the priests in their homes. We're talking with Father Wade Benitez about his great new book, Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of Scripture and the Saints. More with Father Wade when we come back, beacon@ewtn.com. Yeah, I like that. It's got that kind of Stray Cats kind of feel to it.
Yeah. You need a little swing dance, right? You know, you're getting ready for the holidays. You know, you can dance around the living room. Got to burn off the turkey.
Yeah. There it is. Little, I love the horn section, too.
Yeah.
You know, and we, I mean, that's the thing. I love real instruments and so. I mean, yes, okay, the synth stuff has a place.
Sure.
You know, particularly like dance music or club music, stuff like that. But, you know, when you're doing stuff like swing or jazz, you know, real instruments played by real musicians where you have to improvise, where you have to think on your feet, where you're, you know, where you're challenged and pushed.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want that art to be lost with our age of AI and everything else that's influenced so much of our creativity. I think in some ways, you know, robbing us of creativity.
Sure.
You know, but as you pointed out, when we talked about this on our show on AI, that at least with music, it also could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's a tool, right? Just like cell phones, they're a tool. It's not our life. So we gotta be careful how we use these tools. Again, and everything we do should be honoring, ultimately honoring God, and honoring our faith. All right. Well, you listen to Beacon of Truth. I'm your host, Deacon Harold Burke Zimmers, and today we have a special guest, Father Wade Meneses of the Fathers of Mercy, talking to us about his new book, Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of Scripture and the saints. If you want to be part of the program, but love to hear from you, send us an email today, beacon@ewtn.com.
Of course, we want to remind you, Sunrise Morning Show, each and every morning here at EWTN Radio, Anna Mitchell and Matt Schwain, they always give you the insights on what's happening in news, interviews, and of course, all through a Catholic lens. So you want to find out more about them or catch up on maybe what you might have missed this morning, just find us on demand when you go to EWTN.com/podcast or download our mobile app.
All right. Well, again, those of you who are familiar with EW10, Father Wade Meneses is no stranger. I'm sure you've seen him on one of his many series on the network, The Crux of the Matter, The Wonders of His Mercy, In Defense of the Eucharist. He's also been all over the radio. Of course, he is on Open Line every week. And he's also the author of other books as well, The Four Last Things, A Catechetical Guide to Death, Judgment, Heaven, and Hell, Overcoming Evil Within, The Reality of Sin, and the Transforming Power of God's Grace and Mercy, and Catholic Essentials, A Guide to Understanding Key Church Teachings. But today, we're talking about his great new book, just about to be released in the next couple of days.
Right.
So make sure you go to the EWTN Religious Catalog to pick this book up. Stand Firm, Be Strong, a men's Catholic daily devotional of Scripture and saints. So, Father Wade, we're talking about how after the men have an experience of Christ at a men's conference, like the one we spoke at in Allentown last month, or a retreat, that they're looking for more. They get excited, they sign up to do a men's group, they start showing up, and then, you know, as the weeks go by, you know, the normal challenges and struggles start to creep back into their lives every day, and they stop praying, they stop going to the men's group, and they find themselves back kind of in the mess that they were in before the conference. And it's so, and one of the things that is challenging is, how do you keep men engaged, right? How do you keep them engaged? So I think this book is very timely, and I think it's going to be an excellent resource to help men truly become the men that God created and calls each one of them to be.
Yeah, amen. You know, I states very specifically, Deacon Harold, in the introduction of this new book of mine, Stand Firm, Be Strong, that if a man's spiritual life is already pretty strong, great, this book is still for him. It'll make that spiritual life even stronger. And for the man who has a lukewarm or a tepid spiritual life, maybe his last confession was 4 years ago, 24 years ago, whatever, he has a lukewarm and tepid spiritual life, this book is still for him because it will help jumpstart his spiritual life. And this, on a daily basis, what I like to call that daily boost, right, in the morning, and then I recommend they take it with them. I state very specifically, too, in my introduction, you know, I want the CEO to toss his book in his briefcase and take it with him to his high-rise office building. I want the welder to take it to his shop and put it on the shelf at his welding station right above his welder. I want the diocesan priest to have it on the counter in his sacristy or his vestry and to read it in the morning, 15 to 20 minutes before Mass, to hopefully give him some homiletic fodder for that day's little homily that he's going to preach on that weekday, say on Wednesday or Thursday, right? I want the coach to take it with him to the high school and have it there in his office. Regardless of one's vocation or state in life, again, I can't stress that fact enough, whether you're lukewarm and tepid in your spiritual life currently, or whether you're already strong in your spiritual life, I want this book to be that daily booster for you. It's a commitment of 3 to 5 minutes each day. And then hopefully a couple more times throughout that same day, you will look at that same meditation. You know, I decided to do a 200-day daily devotional, which is what this is. It's not a 365 daily devotional. And the reason for that is because I wanted a 6-month commitment for the men. And then there's another practical reason for that. It's already 336 pages. So to go for a full year, just would have made the book more of a textbook size rather than the size of a daily reader, which is what this is. I also very purposely did not want to go with the more squarish variety that you often see daily devotionals in. No, I want it to be the size of a daily reader, which is the 8.5 by 5.5. I want the guy to grab it. I want him to handle it. I want him to, again, take it to work with him. I want the electrician to throw it on the seat of his work truck. I want it to be handled and taken to their place of work, or if they're retired, to have it there on their favorite chair there in their house, their favorite recliner chair. And I want them to be fed daily by it several times a day with the wide variety of topics that I cover in the 200 days. And one final point in this regard, Deacon Harold, I decided not to go with a calendar day of January 1, January 2, you know, all the way to June 30th for this 6-month devotional. No, I simply decided to go day 1, day 2, day 3, all the way to day 200. That's how it's worded at the top of the page, of each page, is just day such and such by the number. Why? Because things come up. You know, we might have a family illness, so he's not going to look at it for maybe 2 days in a row. Hopefully that will not become habitual because you're defeating the purpose of the book as per se a daily devotional. But I realize as an author, I realize as a priest, I realize as a man that things come up where, you know, for myself, if it's an airport travel day, I may not be able to do my daily Eucharistic holy hour. You know, things come up. And so I realize that. So if the guy has to break away from it for 1 or 2 days and he comes back to it, he simply picks up at the numbered day where he left off and goes to the very next day. So it's not calendarized by month. It's simply each day is numbered.
Oh, that's brilliant. And I love this, too, because you're right. Many men are busy. And what you don't want to do is give them an excuse for not using this book.
That's right.
It just takes too much time, or, oh, I don't have time. You got 3 minutes. It takes the excuse away. And what I love, too, is that when a man is in his workplace or there's something going on in his life, he has something he can grab to get immediate inspiration. Get that spiritual lift, that spiritual boost, you know, that he may need in that moment to help him deal with something so that the Satan doesn't creep in and start to put that worry and that doubt in his mind. You know, so this is a great resource to do exactly that. Love that.
You know, let's be frank. Let's say during his lunch hour, he receives an onslaught of a temptation against purity. You know, maybe it was something he saw during that lunch hour when he was out getting a meal or whatever. You know, and he's able to come back to work, refocus, gets back to work from his lunch hour a few minutes early, rereads that daily meditation now for the second time in that same day. He first read it before he left the house that morning. He reignites, he recommits, he refocuses on the virtue and the pursuance of that virtue, again, of the true, the good, and the beautiful, in concrete daily actions by picking up the book again. That's my hope. You know, one of my favorite teachings on the human person, Deacon Harold, and I'm preaching to the choir here, I realize that, but for the benefit of our listeners, from St. Thomas Aquinas on the dignity of the human person, is that we are a body-soul composite, right? We are a body soul composite. What's that mean? Well, it means this: we don't have bodies. We are bodies as human persons, and we don't have souls. We are souls. That's how intimate and intricate the body-soul composite reality is in the human person. In fact, St. Thomas Aquinas goes one step further. He says, look at it this way. Where the angels are non-embodied spirits, the human person is an embodied spirit, right? How awesome is that? So one of the things I did in coming up with these 200 themed meditations was to address both the body reality and the soul reality of the human person. And remember, the church teaches that the soul is the form of the body. Beyond its animating principle, also with its intellect, its will, its memory, and its imagination, the soul assists the body. And then, of course, the five bodily senses of sight, smell, taste, touch, and hearing, right? So in coming up with these 200 topical meditations, one for each day, I wanted to address the body-soul reality of the human person. So I'd like to just give a few of these themes for body and soul, and then a few themes that really address both body and soul together that are daily meditations in my new book, Stand Firm, Be Strong, A Men's Catholic Daily Devotional of Scripture and Saints. And as you already said, I'll echo you, Deacon Harold. It's available in just a few days, deliverable now on this coming Monday, November 18th. And it's available from EWTNRC.com. Again, EWTNRC.com. It stands for Religious Catalog, RC. But an easy way to remember, I like to remind people, is Roman Catholic, right? EWTNRC.com. And so regarding the spiritual aspect of the human person, in this case, specifically the male, who I wrote the book for, we have things like topics like the Eucharist, confession, the reality of the devil, grace, salvation, and how to draw more from the holy sacrifice and sacred banquet of the Mass. Okay, so those are all things that feed the soul, right? Now, what about the body? How about the body? Well, how about things like accountability, commitment, and daily actions, your work with your spouse, with your buddies, your friends, your coworkers, with your children? Accountability, commitment, purity of intention, faithfulness to daily duty, which is an area of theology that I absolutely love. You are meant to become a saint right where you are. Question is, where are you right now? Husband, father, diocesan priest, religious order priest, college student, high school student, because you are meant to become a saint right where you are through your faithfulness to daily duty, the virtue of diligence. Do what you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, and the way it's supposed to be done. That's holiness. That's the virtue of diligence. How about hypocrisy? Okay, hypocrisy, the opposite end of things, right? So the body-soul composite in the human person needs to be addressed in these meditations, in these daily realities of what we call life, right? And then as far as both body and soul together, how about things like custody of the eyes? Usually it's something external, like in the example I just gave during the gentleman's lunch hour, he was tempted against purity by something he saw, maybe a billboard, okay? Maybe something that the billboard was promoting that was immoral, or maybe the billboard in and of itself wasn't immoral in the product it was promoting, but it had a very promiscuous picture, right? Or a very very much a picture that was a temptation for the gentleman. Regardless, you know, temptation, custody of the eyes. We need those custody of the eyes. How about vigilance, right? We talk about the vigil mass. It comes just before the mass on Sunday, right? Saturday night vigil mass. Vigilance means standing firm, being strong before the thing hits. Vigil means before. So to practice the virtue of vigilance, you want to be ready before the thing comes at you, right? So the virtue of vigilance, just like the vigil mass comes before the Sunday mass. And so there's these different topics, 200 of them, addressing the body, addressing the soul, and addressing both body and soul. And I want the men to really look at this as a spiritual manual, no doubt, but a spiritual manual that's specifically a daily devotional, not a book on a topic, not a spiritual warfare manual that has a bunch of prayers, although I did include prayers in the back of this book. We can talk about that a little later. But I want them to realize it's in the format of a daily devotional, a 3 to 5 minute commitment each day.
You're listening to Beacon of Truth. I am your host, Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and we have Father Wade Menezes from EW10. Again, you've seen him offering the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass on the network. You've seen one of his numerous television series. We hear him every Tuesday on Open Line Tuesday on the radio, and we're talking today about his great new book that's going to be out just in a couple days, Stand Firm, Be Strong: A Men's Catholic Daily Devotional of Scripture and the Saints. And Father Wade was just telling us about the holistic approach of this book to the spirituality of a man, the body and the soul. And one thing I want to ask you, Father, you know, so far we've been talking about the individual man, and that's important. But, you know, many men also seek support within a men's group in their parish. So after they have the retreat or the conference experience, they get together with other men, well, maybe once a week or once every fortnight or something like that.
Sure.
And they get together. So can this book be used in that kind of format as well, with a group of men together?
What a fantastic question. And the answer to that question, Deacon Harold, is literally, not metaphorically, but literally addressed in my introduction. I state in the introduction that this is a book meant not only for individual use, but also for group use among men. Let's say they meet every Wednesday morning in the parish hall at 6 a.m. before their workday begins, and they have coffee and donuts or whatever, and they meet faithfully each week. Maybe that man is you group, right? Or maybe it's the Knights of Columbus that get together for prayer each week, apart from their monthly meeting on the third Thursday night of each month. They get together weekly on the Wednesday morning in the parish hall. They could come together and share their notes on the previous 7 days of their individual reading and discuss now on the Wednesday morning early before they head out to work with a good strong cup of coffee, discuss what they discovered anew in those seven meditations, right? And so first of all, there's two things that feed this group use in addition to the individual use of the book. Two things feed this. Number one, I have a topical index, or an index of topics by alphabetical order, at the back of the book that lists all 200 daily meditation titles by alphabetical order, all 200 of them. The second thing that lends itself to this group use is that, get this, at the end of each numbered day, at the end of the meditation, because it goes the title at the top of the page, then the scripture quote, then the saint quote, then Father Wade's meditation that ties everything together. Right underneath my meditation at the bottom of the page, guess what I have? I have see also day such and such, comma, day such and such, comma, day such and such. So let's say you're on day 23. You've just finished day 23's meditation. At the bottom of my meditation, in parentheses, you might find this. See also day 14, day 96, day 123, and day 197. Why? Because those five or six other number days share a topical influence with the day 23 you just finished reading. So the men can go back and forth to the different related days meditations that tie themselves to that meditation on day 23. So for group use, we've got the topical index, and we also have the cross-reference numbers at the bottom of each day's meditation. So yes, by all means, not only is this book meant for individual use, but also for group use among men.
Oh, awesome. I'm Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, and you're listening to Beacon of Truth, and we're talking with Father Wade Menezes about his awesome new book, For Men, Stand Firm, Be Strong: A Men's Catholic Daily Devotional of Scripture and the Saints. This is book is a must-have on the shelf of every man. Not just the shelf, to take it off the shelf. Put it in your car, like Father Wade was talking, put it in your car, your briefcase, take it with you. I know for me, I'm going to pop it in my bag for the plane, because I'm on planes every week. And so when I'm sitting there hearing for the 50,000th time the announcement about the tray table and seatbelt, you know, I can pull that out I have something to meditate on, you know.
Oh,
So
no.
I'm very lo much looking forward to getting my hands on this book. And now, so it, the subtitle says Devotional of Scripture and Saints. So what saints do you
Oh.
have here? And what was your thought process of selecting these particular saints?
You know, before I answer that great question, Deacon Harold, for you in particular, as an ordained minister of the church who gives homilies, this book will be great for you regarding homiletic fodder to put into your homily something. So, for example, let's say your homily revolves around the theme of trusting in the Lord. One of my day's meditations is trusting in the Lord. And right there at the top of the page of that day, trusting in the Lord, is a scripture quote on trusting in the Lord and a saint quote on trusting in the Lord. You could pull both of those and plug them into your homily. Not that you need to quote me for my meditation, but right away you see a saint quote on trusting in the Lord and you see a scripture quote on trusting in the Lord. And that's for all these multiplicity of topics, you know, 200 of them. But the saints process is a great question. What saints did I choose and why? For about the past 3.5 years or so, I've been making note of saints quotes because I read a lot of the lives of the saints, for example, condensed versions of the lives of the saints. A great one that's out there is by Bert Ghezzi, Voices of the Saints. And if a saint's quote stands out for me, I'll make a note of it and I'll put next to it a one or two worded phrase of a theme that it ties itself to. So after collecting these, and also with my daily Lectio Divina, it could also come the saint quote or the scripture quote from doing my five prayer periods of the Liturgy of the Hours, the Divine Office each day. Same thing. I'll make a note of the scripture or saint quote and how it stood out for me, and a one or two, maybe a three-worded phrase of a theme that it ties itself to, either the saint quote or the scripture quote. And I started getting inspiration to do a daily devotional in this regard. So I have many of the church fathers, okay, from the first 8 centuries, those early church fathers that really defend our one holy Catholic and apostolic faith and the Trinitarian doctrines and the Eucharistic doctrines, etc. So, you know, Augustine, Ambrose, Saint Irenaeus, Saint Ignatius of Antioch, Cyril of Alexandria, Cyril of Jerusalem, and the like. The list goes on with the church fathers. Also, some more modern day saints, Pope Saint John Paul II, Saint John of Capistrano from this past month of October. I've included him a great quote on the need to be faithful to our daily duty and what that means. Also, I've included some female saints in this men's devotional. Why is that? Well, let me tell you why it's that. Because some of these women saints that I've quoted are stalwart sisters of ours in the faith, and it's very important to include them. So Saint Teresa of Avila, I included. I also included Saint Edith Stein, the great philosopher and martyr of Auschwitz, who died in the gas chambers. Her name in religion is Saint Teresa Benedict of the Cross. And I state it like this in my book's introduction. I say, also worth mentioning is the old saying that behind every great man is a great woman.
That's
Okay. All right. Let's not forget that, man.
Yeah.
Also worth mentioning is the old saying that behind every great man is a great woman. So it is then that I have taken the liberty within this men's Catholic daily devotional to quote from several great female saints of our
Yes.
Catholic Church. To name just a few, I've quoted Saint Teresa of Avila, the Carmelite mystic and reformer, Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, the visionary of the Sacred Heart, Saint Faustina Kowalska, the divine mercy seer, and Saint Teresa Benedicta of the Cross, Saint Edith Stein, the Carmelite philosopher and martyr who died at Auschwitz during World War II. There are a few other great and saintly ladies who are quoted as well within this text. These females were stalwart in their faith and passionately in love with Jesus Christ and with his word. They were also staunch defenders of Holy Mother Church, staunch defenders of Holy Mother Church, the Bride
Yes.
of Christ, and her teachings. These women were, in fact, true daughters of the church, and in a certain sense, spiritual mothers. May their words of wisdom inspire and teach the male reader of this book how to be a true and faithful son of the church, precisely, Deacon Harold, because they were true and faithful daughters of the church. So a whole variety of saints.
Awesome. All right. Well, Father, it was so great having you on today. But please let our viewers and listeners know how they can get this book.
Certainly, they can go to EWTNRC.com and order Stand Firm, Be Strong, a Men's Catholic Daily Devotional of Scripture and Saints. And speaking of ladies watching this, don't forget to order a copy for the man or the men in your life. Again, at EWTNRC.com.
Outstanding. All right. Thank you so much again, Father Wade, for being on the show. And we're going to make sure that we get that book. And I'm going to be promoting it in every men's conference I'm going to be speaking at for sure.
Thank you, Deacon Harold. God bless you.
Oh, God bless, my friend. Remember, you can stream today's show by visiting Podcast Central at EWTN.com/radio. And until we are together again, may Almighty God, Father, would you give us a blessing?
I certainly will, Deacon Harold. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, descend upon all of our Beacon of Truth listeners and remain with each and every one of you this day and always. Saint Joseph, terror of demons.
Pray for us.